Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright morning across Israel, with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are mild, offering a pleasant start to the day. In Haifa, a gentle breeze adds to the refreshing morning air. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports that a Los Angeles woman has been arrested for allegedly helping Iran traffic weapons to Sudan. This came in the past hour. Also, Maariv highlights that Hezbollah's recent maneuver in Lebanon has revealed a new challenge for the IDF. They deployed hundreds of explosive drones. Also, this hour, Jerusalem Post confirms that Hezbollah attacked UNIFIL soldiers during a ceasefire. French President Emmanuel Macron holds Hezbollah responsible. Separately, JNS reports from earlier today that the IDF confirms Hezbollah killed a UNIFIL peacekeeper in Lebanon. And finally, I-24 News states that over 150 Hezbollah operatives were killed by the IDF in final strikes before the ceasefire. Here's what people are saying online. Times of Israel notes just minutes ago about the arrest of the LA woman linked to weapons trafficking. From Ynet News, posted moments ago, northern Israeli chefs are striving to keep their kitchens alive amidst the conflict, hoping for a culinary comeback. Eve Barlow, a prominent commentator, shared her thoughts moments ago in response to the ongoing situation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the arrest in Los Angeles, the Times of Israel reports that the woman, an Iranian national with U.S. residency, is accused of brokering the sale of drones, bombs, and ammunition. The implications for regional stability are significant, as this highlights ongoing tensions with Iran. Turning to Hezbollah's activities, Maariv reveals that the group's use of fiber optics for drone operations, rather than wireless methods, poses new security challenges for the IDF. This technological shift could complicate Israel's defense strategies. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post provides more details on the attack on UNIFIL. President Macron's statement underscores international frustration with Hezbollah's actions during ceasefires. The attack impacts diplomatic relations and the security of peacekeepers in the region. On a related note, JNS highlights that Hezbollah's continued aggression during the ceasefire puts international forces at risk, complicating peace efforts in Lebanon. Finally, I-24 News reports that the IDF's pre-ceasefire operations resulted in significant Hezbollah casualties. This action underscores the ongoing volatility in the region despite attempts at peace. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reveals increased U.S. interest in Israeli cargo eVTOL aircraft due to logistics challenges in the Hormuz region. This marks a potential growth area for Israeli tech. Separately, Globes reports that the shekel-dollar exchange rate has dipped below 3 shekels per dollar. This is a historic low, not seen since October 1995, reflecting the shekel's growing strength. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses concerns from local industrialists about the shekel's impact on jobs. The Manufacturers Association warns that the strong shekel could harm Israeli employment. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.